The dark spot in the surf was a dead whale. At least, Gloria thought it was dead. In the water near her, it wasn't moving, and the stench, just awful. It was definitely too big, too dark to be a dolphin, even if it was the smallest whale she had ever seen. She looked down the beach, toward the three other dark shapes they had now spotted.
Do you think they're all dead?
I don't know about the others, but the smell. I doubt they stink like this when they're alive.
Ugh. Ugh. What do you think killed them?
I've no idea.
Gloria suddenly felt an overwhelming urge to leave the whale, to get out of the water.
We should go back. Maybe somebody at the resort will know what to do.
What's the point, babe? Even if a few of them aren't dead yet, there's nothing we can do.
How do you know? Maybe we can help them.
Beth looked back toward the lit towers of the hotel, which rose defiantly into the night sky. They were a good 10-minute walk away. She looked back at Gloria.
Please?
All right, but hang on.
She waded farther into the water, now up to her thighs. She leaned down toward the front end of the motionless animal, poked it with her hand.
It's cold.
Be careful.
She moved deeper, next to Beth. She thought she felt something lightly brush her calf.
I am being careful. There's nothing a dead...
Gloria suddenly felt herself plunging downward into the water. Her face went under. She instinctively struggled to stand, to raise her head above the water. She pushed off the bottom, feeling soft sand against her hands and knees. And she felt something else, and she knew. Something was holding on to her, wrapping itself tightly around her ankle. Desperately, she forced her face out of the water. She looked at Beth, who was splashing toward her, wide-eyed in horror.
Gloria! Gloria!
The thing encasing her ankle squeezed, hard. The last thing she saw was her lover reaching for her. Then, she was jerked violently under. Her chemical receptors tested the writhing creature, tasted it. Food. The desperate prey writhed in the organism's grasp as she dragged it along the bottom. Methodically coiling more of her arm around the flailing appendages, she was dimly aware that one of her other arms was trailing the other small creature now clumsily splashing away toward the beach. But her focus quickly returned to the prize already wriggling in her clutches. She rolled another arm out to further ensnare the creature, to ensure that it would not escape. Two other arms snaked hungrily into the surf line and wrapped themselves around the dead whale. Clutching her two prizes, she quickly began to move away from the beach. As she neared the cleft in the reef and the drop-off to the abyss, the still-living prey began to flail wildly in her grasp. She brought it to her beak and pierced its soft flesh, injecting toxins from her salivary glands, a tactic she used on larger prey. The prey ceased moving. She pushed through the gap where the coral-encrusted bottom fell away and began to slowly turn her body in the deeper water. Once it was deep enough, she again maneuvered the meal toward her mouth. Her own bulk blocked her view of the prey, her eyes being on the other side of her body, but she did not need to see it in order to feed. She felt the prey enter her maw. As her beak began to close on the creature, it suddenly tensed a final time. Somehow it was still alive. Her jaw clenched, and the creature's head split just like the thick shells that protected many of her other prey. She continued to force the food farther into her beak, quickly consuming the small animal. Then she turned her focus to the dead whale, still clasped in her other arms. Methodically, she began to scrape the ribbon of her hundreds of teeth against the carcass, each time removing large, ragged hunks of flesh. She moved out past the vertical wall, continuing to feed as she slowly sank into the depths, back into the darkness.